death of Osama bin Laden is still sending shockwaves around the globe. And a photo has been released of the president, the vice president, and the secretary of state in the Situation Room watching the raid on video as it's happening. Mm. And it really captured, I mean, just how intense this moment must have been.
Yeah, I mean, the technology alone that allowed our president and his staff to actually watch this
was on the
happening.
Helmet of one
as
of the guys.
As it happened. Yeah, I mean, I cannot imagine the stress level, knowing that it was going to happen in general, never mind watching it and hoping that these guys, knowing that they had the courage to go in there, that they were going to be able to pull it off and just, you know, praying for their safety. That had to be the most intense moment ever.
What's so interesting is watching all of, because it's all men, and then there's Hillary Clinton, the way the men are watching it, and I don't know if that's the horror that
she's
got her hand over. The tension.
Remember,
like,
also,
oh my God.
if something,
a feminine gesture.
If something were to have gone wrong, which thank God it did not, you know, it would have been on him.
On Obama.
So he's, you know, it's amazing. And Vice President Dick Cheney says that he assumes the enhanced interrogation program that the Bush administration put in place produced some of the results that led to bin Laden's capture. No, that's what he said. And if that turns out to be the case, does that mean that waterboarding techniques should not be used, or they should be used because they do give us information? How y'all feel?
This is a needle.